And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
No, have I got bags under my eyes a bit? Do I look a little weary?
No, you always look fresh, but that's because you get in at 7.
Yeah, okay. I shouldn't talk tiredness in front of you, but I had one of those nights last night where a constant noise was keeping me awake.
Okay.
To the point where each time I drifted back off to sleep, there was a noise happening that was so loud in fact, that it would startle me back awake.
Well, and it's weird in Newtown because you've got the neighbourhood watch, so it's like if anyone makes any noise, it's just... You just get rid of them quietly.
Just make them disappear.
Yeah.
So
it couldn't have been like any recent bergs or anything like that.
No. There was a desire to make this noise disappear. But then as the night progressed and I started sort of trying my hardest to get some sleep, little Henry, my middle child, came in. He obviously had something at night time, so I wanted to come in and just
say g'day. That's
say
right.
g'day.
It happens. I do that.
Snuggled in with Dad and Mum for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Snuggled in between us, as you do, and drifted off to sleep for a little bit.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Nice.
After a little while, and let's say this is 30 minutes or so, he said to me, "Hey, Dad." So again, I got woken up. If I was at all close to sleep, can I go back to my bed? I'm like, yeah, sure, mate. Sure. Is everything okay? Is everything all right? As we got up to leave, I walked him back to his room. He's like, "Hey, Dad, does Mum ever stop snoring?"
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Great question, Henry. Great question. In fact, let's follow that up in the morning, shall we? Does Mum ever stop snoring?
Okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about a smoke alarm battery or something.
No.
What type of snoring are we talking? Because there's varying degrees. Like there's that, or there's like... there's
more,
that.
More the... and a one-off, that's fine. That's part of being in a couple, in a relationship, and sleeping together. You cop that one off.
Yeah.
But not a consistent drone of an entire night, no matter what position, like the little nudge onto the side. No, that hasn't fixed it at all.
No, I'm pretty sure you could do something about that. I don't know if it's legal.
No,
I don't want to give you any advice.
It's not legal, and I wasn't going to suggest that one to Henry.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Ma, what's your name? Mama, I'll guess. Mama, what's Dad's name? Trevor or Jeff? It's my guess. It's my guess. Preparing trap. Apologies as always.
Kate from Torquay is on the line. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Now, Kate, this is a nice simple game for you. Do you want us to guess either your mum or your dad's name?
My mum.
Your mum's name.
Mum's name. Okay, so the way it's going to work, Log and I are going to ask a question each to give us maybe a little bit of a hint at what it might be, and then we're just going to have a wild guess and see if we can nail it. All right, Log, you lead us off.
Here we go. Kate, was your mum more likely to say, "Put the heater on" or "Put a jumper on"?
Put a jumper on.
Okay.
Likes to save money. Yeah. I like it.
All right, Kate. I want to take you back to your younger days. What music was Mum putting on all the time? What did you just hear around the house all the time? Mm. What record was popped on, or cassette or CD, whatever it was? What music did you hear?
She liked a bit of a boogie, so something like Prince or Salt and Pepper.
Nice!
Yes.
Okay, Kate, so we've got Mum who says, "Put a jumper on," instead of putting the heater on.
Yep.
And she loves a bit of Salt and Pepper and Prince.
Mm.
Okay, Kate. I'm going to say that your mum's name is Connie.
No, not Connie.
No. Okay.
That is so
okay. That's
sorry,
a
that is
big
such an
sound
offensive
effect.
Sound.
Kate, mum's name's Sally.
No, sorry, not Sally either.
And we're probably not even close. What is it?
What is it?
It's Rhonda. It really didn't match personality.
Rhonda.
Damn,
good and she name. Sounds like a Rhonda too. That's okay. Sometimes we have an extra bite at the cherry.
Oh, we're doubling up.
Today we're doubling up. We've got Sarah from Highton. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. Is there anything you want to say before we start playing today?
My daughter loves the intro to this game.
Okay.
Every week she sings it. It's her favourite song.
Okay, that's just...
Sarah, when you get a sec, just book your daughter in for a hearing check or something like that, okay? Just... Something's wrong there.
The bit where it goes Trevor or Jeff, that is her favourite bit.
Oh, my God. What's your daughter's name?
Stella.
Bella. Shout out to you. Oh, Stella. Yeah. Sorry, is it Stella or Bella?
Stella.
Okay. Shout out to you, Stella. Trevor or Jeff. Oh,
stop it. Stop it. Sarah.
Continue with the game.
Are we guessing mum or dad's name for you?
We'll guess mum's name.
Mum's name as well. All right. My turn to go first this time. Yeah. Is mum's name, Sarah, what you would call a, you know, traditional, almost old English Victorian name?
No.
Okay. Sarah, would your mum rather make a meal or go out for a meal?
Is it a good meal?
Yeah, let's say a good meal.
Okay, so she would prefer to go out.
Go out. She's a go-out kind of gal, and it's not a Victorian name.
Yeah, so therefore, Sarah, your mum's name is Sasha.
Sorry to all the Sashes out there too.
All right, stop with the sound effects.
No, I had a name in my head, but now it's gone because that was ridiculous. I'm going to say, Sarah, your mum's name is Linda.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
How close are we talking?
What was it?
It's Robin.
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 Yeah.
I love how you said, oh, like mine was close. That's okay.
Yeah, it was close. Like same era, you know?
Yeah. Robin and Rhonda, both two no's from us today. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at
6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. Log, I don't know if you saw this one online. It's I don't know how big a country music fan you are.
Yeah.
But this big news in the country music world.
Oh, there was a festival.
Yes.
Wasn't there?
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Wasn't there?
That is exactly right. The Born and Raised Festival in Oklahoma. And... an artist I really like.
Go on.
This is not country music. Can you play us a little bit?
How is that? Oh, okay.
That is like
it's stage musical music about a country place. I know, that's fair. You want...
Zach Bryan, please.
Nah.
Please?
Nah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Please?
No, okay. But I do remember every moment on the nights
with you. Cold shoulder, closing time. Good choice. Stay till the sun moves. Great tune.
I remember everything.
Yes, I remember everything.
Mm. Do you remember everything in regards to Zach or?
Stop it. What has happened over the weekend, though, at this festival in
Oklahoma? Controversial character, isn't he?
There's a bit of, you know, in the rap world, there's been these famous beefs, you know, Biggie and Tupac and East Side, West Side, this sort of thing. I'm not going to go any more than that because I don't know
East Side's the best. West Side's the best.
I would not have a clue.
No, yeah, but, Drake and Kendrick, you know.
Thank you. Okay, that's a more modern one. Thank you very much. There's been a bit of beef between Zach Bryan and another guy, Gavin Adcock, who I don't know, I must admit, as well. I prefer Zach Bryan's music.
What about his personality?
Anyway, continuing on, turns out Zach and Gavin have got some serious beef, and they've both played together at this Born and Raised Festival in Oklahoma on the weekend.
Oh, I could have gone again, but I won't.
And backstage at the area, I mean, picturing Oklahoma, it's pretty dusty, like country sort of, so you're talking out the back of a music festival.
Yeah.
They've seen each other. And are only separated by a chain link, you know, like the temporary fencing you have at...
Oh, yeah, like a wire fence.
A wire fence, thank you very much.
Yeah.
They've spotted each other and thought, let's go. Let's get this on. have you got a bit of audio from it for me?
I do. Here we go. Okay. Very hard to hear there.
Hard to hear, but could you hear that sound right there at the end?
Yeah, the fence.
The fence.
So Zach has said, hey, do you want to fight like a man? And then something said, about a
come
beer.
Come on, open the gate.
Open the gate, and then we hear the chain fence go.
So on this side of the fence is Gavin Adcock and his entourage. Mm. On that side of the fence is Zach Bryan having a full go, and you can hear what he's saying there. That sound of the chain fence is the most impressive feat I've seen because like that, like a cat, Zach Bryan has jumped basically climbed up over the fence. But it's not just your standard temp fencing sort of head height.
Yeah.
It's a pretty high one with barbed wire on top.
It does have barbed wire.
He has scaled the fence and the barbed wire in one pretty smooth effort and landed on the other side and had to be held back by the entourage as Gavin Adcock's being walked away by the rest of the
Gavin
entourage.
Gavin Adcock, I have no idea about this person, but it looks to me as if he's like, all right, mate, relax. Like, you're going to come at me over a fence. Like,
yeah, but how impressive is it to clear a barbed wire topped fence? Give him some love, Log.
Look, I won't give him much. I'm pretty sure that both of these men are pretty controversial. So, you know, let's see him in a cage fight, surrounded by barbed wire. But yes, very impressive because I could not climb a small brick fence into someone's house, let alone one of these.
How many times did you try and scale a fence to sneak into a festival when you were younger?
Never happened.
Be honest.
Never happened. I'm not a rule breaker. You know that.
Don't lie. I bet you couldn't have got over a barbed wire top.
Hell no. I couldn't. Okay, here we go. Where in town is there a big wire fence with some barbed wire? 5223 2955. We're sending Lingy down. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. This is not a thing we're actually doing. Just before there, I spoke about the fact that Zach Bryan did an impressive feat. He was at a Born and Raised Festival in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of beef with another singer, Gavin Adcock. Mm. They saw each other. There was a wire fence in between them. They wanted to fight. There's a bit going on.
It's two ridiculous men. Here, have a listen.
Hey, do you want to fight like a man?
That sound at the end was Zach Bryan scaling the fence, but I said how impressive it was because it was a full height wire fence plus barbed wire on top.
Yeah.
I'm like, give him some credit. Yeah. That was impressive.
Yeah, and it's like, you're like, oh, you wouldn't be able to climb that. I know.
Yeah,
I never have. I'm not agile.
You've snuck into a festival.
I'm not agile, but you think you still are. So
no,
we put
I
the call
don't.
Out, 5223 2955. Tony from Corio, do you know anywhere there's a wire fence with barbed wire we can get Lingy on?
Oh, I certainly do. Up to the top of the hill there near the hospital.
Yes.
It's called Geelong Barracks.
Oh,
no. Although by the time then you have to jump over the fence.
Perfect.
What's going to happen when I land on the other side, though, Tone?
That's the mystery that we all get to sit back and watch.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.